rolling, baby.
R.I.P. R.I.P.
To the Pee-wee.
We should play that. We start doing that at the beginning of the episode. That'd be the new intro song. Young Jeezy's R.I.P. song. Because we started with an R.I.P. We're bringing it back, guys.
Even though I don't think we ever quit.
I think we took... I think the only one we didn't do was an R.I.P. to R.I.P.'s.
Yeah.
And then the next week, like, that's bad.
We got to do the R.I.P.'s.
I miss everybody.
You got to show them.
I think there was maybe a week nobody passed, but...
Our new intro song could be Crossroads.
Maybe that's what we go out with.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah, we get it hype at the beginning, because like, that R.I.P. song is pretty, it gets you going.
Dude, so I was scared. That song scared me as a kid.
Did we start the episode, what, R.I.P. or the Crossroads?
Crossroads. Really? By Bone Thugs. Well, so
the video scared
me. Yeah, I watched the music video. I was like,
the lyrics, you didn't know what they were saying.
Yeah.
Like, it's going to be a bottomless. You're like,
I miss my Uncle Charles.
That one, everyone, yeah.
That's the one you get out of, and then you're just like, yeah, he's just mumbling.
Charles, yeah, gonna bang on, gonna bang on, gonna bang on, gonna bang on, bang on. Every day. Oh. Dude, that was...
Crossroads.
I probably talked about the cast, but that was my first, the first CD I ever bought.
East 1999.
Yeah, it was Bone Thugs and Harmony. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think of the CD I might have had before that.
You should have seen the look on my mom's face when I asked her to get me that for Christmas.
Yeah, I got Puff Daddy and the Family, No Way Out, but mine was edited. Yeah. I didn't know there was, because I'd only watched Parental music on TV or listen to music on the radio. I didn't know there was swear word music. And I remember talking to a buddy, real quick, R.I.P. Pee Wee Herman. We don't really need to talk about him much, but we'll get back to him.
So, funny story about the whole Crossroads thing. We were at church camp. We got in trouble for watching Beavis and Butthead. Because that was taboo back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
Taboo, that was sane, bro.
Yeah. Basically, that was when my first experience with MTV was that weekend. Because my parents, we had channel 2, 4, 5, and 17.
Yeah.
The Essentials.
Yeah, you know. And that was the first time I ever watched that music video. And that was the day I was like, holy shit.
Mm-hmm.
I like this hip-hop stuff.
These guys are black. No. You heard the song.
That beat's kind of catchy.
But that was the song that got me hooked on hip-hop.
I know what they're saying, but not really.
And then the next one I saw that really got me in was Tupac's... Changes.
Oh, yeah.
I love that fucking music.
No changes.
Posthumous, is that how you say that?
Yeah.
I think that was his first single after he passed.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken, or at least hit.
It's crazy how much music he had unreleased.
Well, I can't remember. Mm-hmm. I can't remember if it's on that Tupac Resurrection DVD I got. Y'all feel free to fucking check it out at a time.
I love that fucking
But movie. I want to say, yeah, there was somebody in there. It was dude, fucking, or maybe it was a clip I saw on Instagram or something. It was dude. Pac would go and get the. All right, y'all keep fucking talking.
Yeah, Blue's acting up. But yeah, but I mean,
but they were Tupac, and he would go in the studio, record 3 songs a day, kind of thing. You know, go in there, put in
he was all about his
music. He was all about work. You know,
yeah,
mm-hmm. And he's Kobe Bryant. He's fucking...
He's the GOAT.
He's fucking Tom Brady, dude.
My favorite one's probably Thug Immortal. It's a separate documentary about him.
Okay, I don't think I've seen that one. But wait, back to the Bone Thugs. So I bought the CD in the 90s. They didn't ask to see ID. I was maybe in second grade or something that. So...
That's fucking
I got great. It. I fall in love with a few other songs on the album. Which have swear words in it and whatnot. Well, I guess my mom one day was like, I want to take this. I love the song Crossroads. I'm going to take it to work and listen to it. But she didn't hit it repeat.
Yeah.
She just let it play.
And she heard the rest of the album.
And she's like, David, this CD, it's pretty dirty or something like that.
Yeah.
Well, a week before, to piss me off, my brother, we were arguing about something in the basement, probably mini sticks, And, he picked up my CD. He probably fake licked it, but I'm 7, so I fucking meltdown.
Broke your heart.
I don't like this. Because I'm dude, it's going to get scratched, But so my mom's yeah, it's pretty dirty. See, I'm that's because last week, he licked it. And she's no, I'm talking about the language on it. I was Like, I got nothing for that. Like, yeah, it's got a lot of showers on the bar.
I think I've told you this, but my mom got me a Drowning Pool Bodies, the CD, for Christmas one year. Mm-hmm. Listened to it before she gave it to me, and she's like, that's the only song you can listen to. I was like, Mom, this is literally the worst song on the album. Yeah. It's talking about killing people.
Well, not to mention, it's just like, you can't put a parental block on this.
Yeah, I'm going to listen to the other shit.
And then he's trying to justify to himself, one, nothing wrong with me. Two, nothing wrong with me.
That's why in her head she's like, all right, well, he, you know, self-diagnosing that he's fine. I'm okay with that.
The first time I bought a parental advisor, well, I didn't do it because I was so scared they were going to, like, tell me no.
Yeah.
It was at Hastings. I fucking asked this dude that was also in the CD section that obviously was old enough. I was like, hey, man, if I give you the money, it was T.I. King. And
it's
like 05.
Yeah, that's, you know, that's like a third
04, 05, something like that. I was like in eighth grade, I think. Yeah, I was so
maybe
scared.
That was the second one, I don't know.
I literally gave this guy fucking $15 to buy it because it was like $12 back in the day to buy a fucking CD. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you go to like Target or Hastings. You know?
Yeah,
like,
we always went Hastings because it was a one stop shop. Well,
there are certain times
fucking,
you go places they ain't have it in yet. It's like, I guess I bought D12 second album from Barnes and Noble.
So
for like $22.
So did you have to be? I can't remember this part, but did you have to be 16 or 18?
I think it was 16 for parental advisor.
To be able to,
it was.
It might have been 18.
I always assumed
know.
It was 18.
Yeah,
I could be wrong. I don't know, like the laws on that. To be honest, I always just assumed it was 18.
I mean,
but
I'll give it a go
for the first. Figure yes, please. But for like, I don't know, like till I was, they might have. No, all right. So here's a story. I just turned 16, or about turned 16. Jay-Z's Black album comes out.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Dre, I think it was Target. I can't remember if we were like either looking at speakers because I was getting ready to get the old blue Cavalier and my name and whatnot. So I don't know if we were. I want to say we got Stereo from Best Buy. Either way, we're at Target for some reason, and we're like, dude. But me and Dre are, you know, at the store. I'm either 15 or 16, he's like 14, and the cashier is a Black woman. So we're walking up there, and they kind of started cracking down on parental advisory shit.
Mm-hmm.
And getting down. Me and Dre strategized. We're like, all right, dude, Dre, we're both not 18. And my mom, you know, there's a different story I can tell either later or a different day, but my mom, I don't think she'll pay for my parental advisory stuff anymore. Like, even if I gave her the money. You know? So I was like, you go first. It's like, so if she denies you, you can throw out the Black card. He said, but she's Black too. I'm like, exactly. She's not going to say no. And then if she cards me, I can use the race card now. I'm like, what? You didn't ID him? He's fucking Black. I'm white, so you ID me. She didn't card either one of us. She just rang it up.
She didn't give a shit.
Yeah, I mean, it was, you know. I get in 2004.
These boys want to listen to some good music. Yeah, I'll sell them the fucking CD. I don't care. Yeah.
So wait, I guess this would be, 2004, 2005, some shit like that?
What album was it?
The Black album. I think it was 04 because, I'd have been a sophomore in high school.
Okay.
And that was the year Mel graduated when I got my license. But yeah.
But the other thing about Tupac that's really cool to me is like they still use his music in movies.
Oh, yeah.
Like, even Django, that's what I was looking up all ago. I just couldn't remember the name of it. Like, The Untouchables in Django.
Yeah.
And then I think it's called Ready for War, but that's in Pacific Rim, the big-ass robot movie or whatever. So, I mean,
but they do that with a lot of dead people's music, you know.
Yeah.
But, no, it is nice with, like, Pac, and, I mean, hip-hop itself getting its representation.
Mm-hmm.
From what I know, he truly put hip hop on the map, though. Like,
yeah, but I mean, you also got to think about even back then with like no social media and stuff. Like, he was just such a big personality.
Oh yeah,
you know, it was like, you know, because he did quite a few movies too.
Yeah,
people forget about that.
Above the Rim. Poetic Justice,
or something. Maybe another one.
He was a great actor too.
He went to Juilliard, but he went to art school.
It's like, even like Chappelle's joke, like, people think I'm from the hood, like, he went, Chappelle went to like an artsy fartsy school. Yeah. You know, it's like, oh, well, that's why you're amazing at it. Yeah. Like, you're a natural talent for sure, but you've also been able to hone your craft literally since you were like 12. He started stand up at like 14 or 15. But we had no fucking pack. I mean, it's be like, I think Nas and Hennessy are teaming up to do like a 50-year anniversary, like special edition of Nas and Hennessy are teaming up, to do 50 years of hip hop. And so I don't know. Yeah, so I'm not really much of a Henny drinker, but
I fucking love some Nas.
I said something today, something about that. They're like, they're celebrating 50 years of hip hop. I'm like, what are you at? Like, I didn't understand what you're asking. Like, yeah, you know, like, did you not realize it was that new, or you're just confused that like, we never celebrated rock and roll? It's like, well,
I'm honestly surprised it's 50. I figured it was more like 40.
No, I would say, because check out the show. Fuck. I'll have to look it up. There's a hip-hop series on Netflix, and there's two seasons of it. It's like The Something. But it's kind of the story of, like a fictional, based on a true story. Like, these young kids, this young group, like, DJ Master Flash, like, is kind of like the one kid's mentor, and he puts a little the Get Down. It's a very good fucking show, but it's kind of like it. Like, they even break down dates. Like, you can Google the address of where hip hop began, where it gets credit to.
And that one's based. It said in 1977. So I'm like, holy shit!
So like 73.
I didn't know like it's been around that long. You know, either
small of a period. You know,
I figured it started in the 80s.
Like the first hip hop song was like a hip hop hippie do the, you know.
I would have guessed 80s as well.
Well, that's when it took off. Like, you got N.W.A. Right. I'm acting like
Public
I'm
Enemy.
Public Enemy. I'm trying to think of some of the guys from the early. I think even Rakim was out there.
Was it Raekwon?
No, Raekwon is in.
I may be thinking of the one you just said.
No, Raekwon is like everybody in the club, isn't that? Or that's Jaquan.
Yeah, it's Jaquan.
Raekwon. Raekwon's in Wu-Tang.
I may be thinking of the one you said.
Rakim.
Yeah, that might be the one that I was thinking of.
But no, it's hip hop.
I do like me some Public Enemy though. Old Chucky D.
Chuck D and Flavor Flav.
Flavor Flav.
Remember that was our intro song?
Yeah. Oh yeah. I always loved it because in Friday Night Lights, the movie, they use I think they use a couple of Public Enemy songs in it.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that movie in such a long time.
It's such a good movie.
But I had fun ruining it for other people. I know we've already talked about the podcast, but so Pee Wee Herman, y'all got any some memories of him?
Oh yeah, just the Playhouse, man.
See, like I like have glimpses, or even the movie. I guess the movie he did, or what, two movies is Pee Wee? Pee Wee's Big Adventure.
I thought he did more than that, but maybe I'm wrong. I don't know.
No, maybe it was just like at a certain point I got a little too old to care. But
we got a wild man.
He is a wild man. He's always causing mischief. Like, but we love him.
No, we talked about it the other night. The one movie I always really like, I think we said it too, I love hate the movie, is Blow.
Yeah, I love Blow.
I love it until the last 10 minutes, but.
Well, because it's so sad.
Yeah, dude.
Makes you tear
so
up.
Fucked.
That's what it's supposed to do, though.
I don't know.
No, you guys got a good Pee Wee Herman impression or no?
No,
that's all I got. I just got the laugh.
I just like when he, he's like, and then I don't know why, as a kid. I think I found it weird, but I was also like,
Well, my favorite Pee Wee Herman was when he loses his bicycle, that movie.
Yeah, I think that's Big Adventure. I could be wrong. Yeah. I could be wrong.
I'm pretty sure he had two movies. One was like Big Top Pee Wee about some kind of circus. And then Pee Wee's Big Adventure was he loses his bike.
He's got to go find it
and go through all these obstacles, including
Always singing too. Is it? It's not Up in Smoke, is it? Well, Cheech and Chong, where he's
Pee-wee
like
Up in Smoke.
No, where fucking
that was a good movie.
What's the name? Something Reuben.
Paul
Reuben, right?
I was just guessing.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah,
that's what we got. That's why we started.
But no, he was in a Cheech and Chong movie.
Pee-wee's him. Yeah.
But that's why we started talking about Blow the other night.
Yeah.
You know, he plays the
gay drug dealer.
The gay plug.
Dude, that's.
If you're a copy leader,
if you hear gay plug, if you Google gay plug, I don't think you're going to get a gay drug deal. I'm just going to put that out there.
It's going to be a butt plug.
That's why our old terms like gay don't mix with new terms like plug that can, you know, kids, if we say, yeah.
Stop.
Although that is kind of funny if a kid today, if you're like, yeah, gay plug, like, oh, your drug dealer's gay? You're like, how'd you know? Like,
I always liked in 21 Jump Street when they first get to school. And he's like, somebody turn that gay-ass music off. He's like, oh, you're talking because I'm gay? He's like, well, then Channing Tatum punches him. He's like, oh, you punched me because I'm gay? He's like, no, I punched you, and then you turned out to be gay afterwards. Well, I was gay when you punched me.
Yeah. It would have been more offensive if I didn't punch you, because, like, that's discrimination, right? Like, that would be us going to high schools right now, like, I'm not beating you because you're gay, but if I didn't beat you...
One of my favorite lines, it's fucking dude from New Girl and Let's Be Cops. I forget his name. I think he's really fucking funny.
I know you're talking about.
Jake something. Jake Johnson, I think.
Jake, yes. That's it.
But he's the prison one. He's like, you punched a little gay black kid. It's not even first period. Like, that line fucking gets me so fucking hard.
I need to rewind. I haven't seen that movie in years. Oh, it's funny. But that guy, anything I've seen him in, I've loved it.
Yeah.
But what happens is, like, the whole, like, conversation starts out, like, he goes, hey, you one shoulder or two shoulder? You know, the backpacks. Or one strap.
One strap
or two strap.
Everybody's two strapping.
He goes, I'm a one strap.
What'd you guys do? Yeah. I was a two strapper in high school.
I was a one
strap. In junior high, I got older, I'm like, fuck
right
this.
Right shoulder, baby.
Well, yeah. I was like, well, from carrying my hockey bag all those years, mild case of scoliosis. So I was like, I better double strap. Like, I got a little smart when I was younger. Of like, dude. But it was honestly one of those. I just rocked that. Two strap, dude. Like,
but I one strapped it. But
I was too cool to one strap. That's how cool.
So he walks up.
I didn't know straps.
So he walks up to Lil Franco and
Lil Franco.
He's like, "What's up, dog? Is that car get like 6 miles the gallon?" He goes, "About four."
Yeah, I said four.
And then he punches the black dude in the face.
He's like, he's studying. He's trying.
Yeah.
So we turn that gay ass music off.
So he punches him first, and he goes, and turn that gay ass music off.
Oh, yeah, that's
He goes, what, you punch me because I'm gay?
You know, like, he goes, oh, you turned out to be gay after. I did not think fucking Channing Tatum could play off a fucking comedic role that good, but...
I don't know, seeing like Wahlberg do it and kind of seeing it, and I'm like, you know what, these guys probably are just chill. Like, obviously, I don't think they're coming up riffing too much of like their own one liners and whatnot.
Also, I love whenever they're about to throw the party and they're in the fucking evidence locker. He's like, pound of coke. He's like, dude, trying to show these kids a good time, not ruin their fucking lives. When that movie came out, I watched it like 10 times in a row. All
right, we must move on from. Yeah. Quoting and explaining the plot of 21 Jump Street.
Spoilers, guys.
If it was Tropic Thunder, I wouldn't cut it off. But no, so I sent you some pictures. I would like you to bring them up. Lizzo, we all know.
Oh, I heard about this.
We all know and love her. She's beautiful and brave and stunning. Okay? But she's recently gotten in trouble. Three of her dancers... they're accusing her of
they were in Amsterdam and she wanted to
body shaming and fucking sexual harassment.
Well, they were in Amsterdam. She wanted to go to the red light district and watch these like live sex shows. Well, there's one that apparently has like a banana trick where
I guess we don't need to read the article. It was, you know.
Oh, right.
What do you think I sent you the pictures for us to read through? Like, the guy's like, I'm not lying about this story.
I'm going to read it.
All right, John reads it.
Okay.
So Lizzo, a pop star, has built her brand on both body positivity and empowering upbeat hits, is facing a new lawsuit that levels serious allegations, including claims that she created a hostile work environment and engaged in sexual harassment. Lizzo has denied these allegations, which have raised questions about both about her treatment of employees, as well as reality of the image she's cultivated as a champion of plus-size women and women of color.
There's more. These are just clips of the article. It was a fairly long. I was like, yeah, we can.
Right.
These might be the best or funniest parts or something.
So the lawsuit filed by three of Lizzo's.
I hope you read her company name right. If you don't, that's. All right, when you get down to it.
All right, so the lawsuit filed by three of Lizzo's former dancers this week also alleges misconduct by her product company, Big Girl, Big Touring King Incorporated.
He fucking nailed it.
her dance team captain, Charlene Quigley. Among the claims, including the suit, is that Lizzo pressured dancers into unwanted sexual situations. Damn. Mm. Damn's not in there, folks, but that was... John Boy's...
End quote, damn.
Yeah.
Big end quote.
That was John's Ron Simmons, if you got any WWF fans out there. But pressured dancers in unwanted sexual situations made statements that were perceived as thinly veiled comments about a dancer's weight gain and put people through grueling rehearsals that led to one dancer soiling herself.
That part cracked. I was like, I have to go shit. We're dancing. Me and Shirley want you to dance. I wasn't supposed to talk like that at all.
Oh, so Lizzo's the big girl. Okay.
I told you she was beautiful, stunning, and brave.
You told me everything I needed to know.
That Lizzo.
Yeah, that one. Yeah.
When shaking her ass at a fucking Lakers game, you know.
In an Instagram post, Lizzo pushed back against these allegations, claiming they are as unbelievable as they sound and too outrageous to not be addressed. She has also hired Hollywood lawyer Marty Singer, an attorney who has previously worked with Jonah Hill, Kim Kardashian, and Chris Brown.
I wonder how those...
Yeah.
I wonder how those three are like, why are you fucking gonna drop my name, dude? I've been clean with you.
In the case.
I ain't punched Rihanna in like 3 years, bro. Like, give me a break.
So wait, there's more. I can't remember.
There's some tasty characters, but
the allegations against Lizzo briefly explained. Picture, maybe one more.
So the lawsuit brought by plaintiffs Crystal Williams, Ariana Davis, and Noel Rodriguez alleges 9 areas of misconduct in total related to their experience on Lizzo's special tour.
What you mean by special, really?
Yeah, I know, right?
You talking about lunch?
There's food involved?
Are you talking about children?
Or the children.
These children are special. Be extra nice to them.
Some of these claims are made against all three defendants, including Lizzo, Quigley, and Big Girl, Big Touring Incorporation.
Indeed,
while others are only alleged of some of the defendants. Additionally, some of the claims are made by all three plaintiffs, while others are only made by individual plaintiffs. The civil lawsuit was filed in Los Angeles Superior Court and could result in monetary... let's see. Where did I leave off?
I didn't edit that. I panicked.
Yeah. Defendants include a hostile work environment that features sexual harassment, a failure to prevent or remedy sexual harassment in the workplace, and a failure to prevent or remedy religious harassment. What the fuck is religious harassment?
It'll tell you here in a sentence or two, I think.
The plaintiffs claim they were made to feel their employment was precarious and that they had to comply with requests that made them uncomfortable in order to continue working. Some of those requests were of a sexual nature, including, among other things, pressure from Lizzo to attend a performance with nude dancers in Amsterdam, to eat bananas placed in nude dancers' genitals. Pressure on one of the plaintiffs to touch a dancer's breasts or titty balls.
Titty ball, baby.
Other allegations were tied to religious harassment. The suit alleges Quigley spoke extensively about her religious views as a Christian and berated those who didn't share those beliefs. Not cool.
There you go.
It claims that one dancer's virginity was frequently discussed against her.
Nice. That was, like I said, the rest. I was just like curious of what the allegations were. because I've been seeing some memes about bananas and Lizzo and whatnot, and I was like, I don't care enough to Google it. And then someone kind of posted a clip of the article. That's when I saw the bananas and the vagines.
In the vagines.
And then into the dancer's mouth. And I was just like, nah.
But she's shaming them for...
gaining weight.
It's religious harassment.
Yeah, religious harassment. But well, that's like, oh, body positivity, yeah. Love yourself, be yourself. Mm-hmm. Dude, I love it. I think it was Tom Segura that got into it with her on Twitter. And he was like, this fat bitch. Just like he don't care. Like, even with the whole Will Smith and Jada Pinkett.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he was like, this bald man motherfucking piece of shit bitch. Like, wow. Like, he, and people were like, even her fans, people were coming at her. He's like, I don't give a, like, you know.
I don't give two shits.
He's a man. Tom Segura's a man.
He's not afraid of getting canceled.
No, yeah, nobody. He's like, dude, no. Fuck that. What she did is fucking wrong. But I'm pretty sure he also got into it, or not with Lizzo. Like, I think he probably just posted something like, she is not healthy. This is not good. Like, here's a fat picture of me.
Yeah.
Like, I'm still not in great shape, but that wasn't healthy. I am fairly healthy now. Like, you guys need to stop lying to people, stop lying to kids. Like, I'm not saying don't love yourself. I'm not fat shaming, but like, to be like, oh, yeah. I eat McDonald's 6 times a day. I'm happy. It's like...
That's gross. One,
no, you're not.
Like, it's gross.
I've eaten McDonald's twice in a day once, and I was like, oh my... Like,
gross, gross, gross.
My body felt okay, but mentally I was like, oh, this is bad.
I've hit rock bottom
McDonald's,
here.
Well, it was just like, I need to wake up earlier and make my own breakfast, which probably would be any healthier in all honesty, but...
Yeah.
So along those lines, I was watching one of those... random videos that came up on the algorithm, and they were talking about the unhealthiest meals fast food serves.
They said all of McDonald's menu.
Well, it was the biggest one was the big breakfast with the hotcakes.
My favorite.
It's like 1,400 calories.
Oh, yeah. And I normally try to trade in the... what is it? The hash brown. I go, can you keep the hash brown? I get an extra piece of sausage. They're like, sometimes we're like, no. I'm like, and I am that guy. I was like, they literally did it here last week. I used to go there every Sunday morning. I was working Crown. But it's like, upcharge me $1. And they're like, okay.
Yep.
Or something that's like, we got to charge you $3. I'm like, okay. Mm-hmm. Like, just give me that sausage and save that fucking hash brown for somebody who want it, you know?
Yeah.
Because I will throw it away. I've eaten it a couple times. But no, I can't believe that was the unhealthiest meal.
Yeah.
Really? Beats Taco Bell.
Yep.
Mm. Even like, what if...
So actually...
What if you got a 12-pack of tacos? That...
Maybe because that's constitutes like a...
It's a family.
Family bundle or whatever.
Okay.
I think they were talking about like...
They should know their consumers and who they're studying, you know.
But
You guys have all... bought a 12-pack of tacos.
Smashed every one of them.
Me and you have done it together.
Yeah. Take 2 12-packs, I'll take a Mountain Dew. I think he wants a Baja Blast.
Like, dude, when I was, like, in high school and shit, I guess because, like, puberty and fucking hormones and shit, my mom had, like, I would get, like, 2 chicken quesadillas, and then she would get me a 12-pack of tacos. It was for me.
Damn.
Like, if we went to Crystal's, I got a steamer sack to myself.
Dude, that's why your sack's so fucking big.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Bro, I put
dude, God had to use yarn to show up his sack.
When I say I used to put food
all the dudes away, know what I'm talking about.
And the craziest part, my metabolism was so fucking high, dude. Like, I never weighed more than, like, 165 pounds. Like, I would smash fucking 30 crystals.
Well, how old were you when you got tall? Like, when you went through... I had a late puberty, I'm not gonna lie.
Same. Between 8th and 9th grade, so 13.
That ain't late, dog. What are you talking about? I was, like, in high school. I was... So, you know, like, when I was finally like, all right. I had some hairs, you know, like, in that summer of, but it was like, dude, yeah, I didn't...
When I got out of 8th grade, I was 5'1". My first day, freshman year, I was 5'9". So I grew fucking 8 inches over summer.
Yeah, I think sophomore year I grew like 3 inches, and then like junior year, because I was like technically, I was like 5'1 by the time hockey season started. Probably 5 foot. I probably lied. Okay. Yeah, you had the secret's out there. If you have one of those programs from that day, it's a fucking lie. Yeah.
You broke the rules.
My weight's probably true, about 115. 5'1", 115, what's up? Coming in hot, dude.
Bringing the noise. But
believe it or not, one of the bigger hitters on the team. I won't brag about that. I had a coach teach me when I was young, like, you're not going to be big. I was like, but everyone says I'll be tall like Ed. He's like, no. That guy was like 5'5", but he was tall when he was a kid.
He knew what was coming.
I've seen your dad. It's not, you know, your brother got lucky. You're fucked. But here's the bet. I can teach you how to use your body to your advantage. And, dude, I was a fucking monster.
Yeah.
And then when I got finally taller, a little bit of weight on me, I was like, okay. And it wasn't enough weight to go further than high school. But, I think I was a junior when I finally hit, like, my height now, like 5'8", 5'9". And I think sophomore year I was like 5'5", 5'6".
Yeah, I don't think I ended up getting to 5'11" and 2/3" until...
Nice.
Until...
I like that drop, baby.
Until junior year, probably. I think junior year's about
is
where
it for real? Was it junior year?
I'm pretty sure. But yeah, the big growth part, like I said, though, was...
He goes, so my freshman year, I was 5'3". Then my freshman year, I was...
The best, dude.
Then my junior year.
Nah, 11, 12, baby.
I'll cheers that. The best part was women. You know, so the chicks I went to middle school with, they're used to me, little Thomas.
No.
I show up, freshman year, swinging fucking shoulders like, what's
up, I got two armpit hair and the right one.
Too bad I was such a shy kid. It was just like, oh yeah, this is me. Hey, I'm taller. I know, because like every girl was like, Thomas, is that you? Like,
yeah, I didn't really notice when I got taller. Like, so for the longest time, I was obsessed with my height. Like literally, I used to have, I found it not too long ago. I don't think I threw it out, but it was like this bag I got. Maybe I did. It was like of like the shower stuff, but it was like NHL themed.
Yeah.
Well, it came with like a height chart. So yeah, I put it up on my wall. Like I wanted to be 6'1" so fucking bad.
It was 6'2" for me.
6'2" would have been fine. I had a buddy that was like 6'4", and I was jealous. He's like, I wouldn't mind being 6'2", but 6'4", like this is just a problem. I'm like,
I would have taken 5'9".
Oh, yeah, 5'10". Yeah,
I
get it, dude. I'm not saying every guy, and I've never thought, like, literally the only thing my size stopped me from was my dreams. No, but I could have, in all honesty, gone to the gym, beefed up. I couldn't have got taller. Mm-hmm. But if it was like, all right, dude, I'm 5'9", buck 85, buck 90, you're like,
that's all solid. Right,
that's Pavel Datsyuk. Like, you run into me. Fucking wall.
You could have probably, like, if you were gifted a little bit more, like, you probably could have gone somewhere with hockey.
If I was Ed size naturally, yeah. I'm at least making semi-pro hockey.
Yeah.
But since I'm little, I would have had to, and I didn't, that's what I'm saying, it was like, to be like, oh, my size stopped me. It's like, I could have got, like, some type of trainer, ate a lot more protein, like, beefed up, like, you know, got fucking fairly yoked. Mm-hmm. And it's like, all right, dude, he's small, but he's fast, and Jesus Christ, he can fucking hit.
We had a kid like that. He quit football after freshman year and focused only on wrestling. His name was Josh Jackson, dude. This kid literally, like, even to this day, like, as a grown adult, like, he's like 5'4".
Yeah.
But he fucking hit silent. The gym, bro. Yeah. Hit the fucking gym. Like, this kid, he probably had a 0.5% of fat on his body. Like, was solid.
So he can probably... technically only gained so much weight, but it's still like 5'4", even like 210, something crazy.
He was probably like a 190, 195. Still, but yeah, that's thick. Thick for fucking.
But him even going up against someone who's 5'9", 6',
yeah,
and maybe around the same weight possibly, it's like he may not win every battle, but even when he loses, it's...
they're going to earn it.
Yeah.
They're going to earn that.
You knew he was here.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's
what... And the funniest part is, like, he was such a nice guy, too. Like, and that's what was crazy about him, like, doing wrestling. Because, dude, him on the mat, vicious.
I'm such a nice guy.
Vicious. I'm talking, like, so it was cool. One year, they did a in-school meet where we hosted Heritage for a wrestling meet. And, like, if you paid, like, $5, they did it during school hours, so we got to fucking leave class and go watch the fucking wrestling.
Pay money to
skip. You know, every fucking kid did that. They're like,
what's
fuck yeah.
What school was he out to?
William Blount.
He's fucking... what are the...
It's the school on the WB.
Some scammers, dude. Like, hey, if you want to skip class, give us $5. We'll let you watch wrestling. You're like... Okay. Like,
what you had to pay the
is
teacher.
Is there a van I have to
so
get into?
They probably were running. They were probably running like, all right, we're going to get some extra money out of these fuckers.
Yeah. But, you got 20 students there? $100?
Like, we were like overcrowded period. As fuck, dude. Like, there was like 1,000 kids at my school. So
yeah, even more.
But,
yeah, that's crazy. That's hilarious.
But yeah, dude. I'm
for it.
He fucking tore this kid up that he wrestled. And of course, you know, the dude's taller than him. But he looks like a twig compared to him. But, you know, he's like a foot taller.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Josh is like...
The fucking beef. And when you... If, like... Because I was good with, like, low center of gravity. You know?
Yeah.
Like, if us boys were to... Like, I used to do it at the old house with some friends. Like, get a little drunk, go outside and grapple.
Oh, we did some wrestling.
Like, yeah.
Well, it's better in that instance just because of the leverage aspect. Like, if you know how to use leverage and you're shorter,
yeah.
It's...
Oh, yeah.
It's like if I ever had to go against KT, who's, I think, literally 6'4".
Like,
yeah.
I was a...
It's like, I'm going to have to use my size to my advantage.
Yeah.
And that's not, you know...
But, oh, yeah. I was a fucking defensive lineman. And I made it work. And I was going up against guys twice my fucking size every night.
They were fucking 10'12".
Were you an end or a guard?
Oh, I was a... Well, they called it
a tackle.
Defensive guard, but in this day and age, it would have been a defensive tackle.
Yeah.
Not a defenseman.
Right.
But, I mean, I was really good. Like, I could stop a double team.
Did y'all run a 3-4?
No, it was a...
4-3.
It was more like a 4-4.
Okay.
But
so the fucking
speaking of
bear
linemen,
or whatever they call it, was it a bear?
Well, we had four defensive linemen, we had two outside backers, two inside backers,
and
two,
four defensive backers.
Two corners and a safety.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So it was like a 4-4-2-1.
It's like we had a nose tackle.
To rope it back in, speaking of linemen, how do we feel about Lizzo getting in this trouble?
I don't like it.
I mean, that's fucked up. Like, how...
I'm on the dancer's side.
Yeah, like, how are you going to try to force somebody to...
You think they're lying, though. Oh, sorry.
No, I don't.
To eat a fucking banana out of some bitch's fucking monkey, like...
That's a pretty elaborate... If
you force somebody to do it out of the monkey, is that what you call?
Yeah.
You call vaginas monkeys?
I've heard it before.
Baby, let me see your monkey.
I've heard it before.
I haven't. I'm not making fun. I was.
Or are you just saying that right now because they're feeding that monkey a banana?
Kind of sound racist. We should probably edit that part out.
I will never. But.
I wasn't meaning it like that. I really haven't.
I've heard it in a movie. A Chihuahua, an Arby's sandwich.
What?
I've heard those.
No, it was Ralphie May. That's who I fucking heard it from.
We, we don't bring him up in this household, okay?
So. R.I.P. Ralphie May.
No.
Yeah.
You don't get an R.I.P.
I already did it. It's too late.
I didn't send it. We didn't cheers on it. He doesn't get it.
What do you feed monkeys?
Ralphie May.
Bananas.
See, I made a better joke than I planned on making.
With what, Ralphie May?
Calling a pussy a monkey and shoving bananas in it.
But I was asking, have you actually heard it called that?
Yes.
Because if you haven't, that's a great joke. But if you've already heard it called that, then it's like, who's calling pussies monkeys? Vaginas monkeys? Like,
what he's saying is like, that was great on the fly if you'd never heard that before.
Oh.
Just because of the context.
I wish I could take
otherwise, it's great that we called it racist. And,
yeah.
What are you talking about? Monkey? You can't call that shit black, dude. It's an honest podcast.
Good thing I'll never be famous. I'd get canceled for this because somebody'd find it on Spotify 20 years from now.
Have you ever worried about losing the job you have now over this cast? I've thought about that a couple times. I'm like, dude, if they fired me for this, like, I would be upset. But I'm like, what? Like, that better fucking get me a 100 listeners.
Might make us even bigger.
Yeah. But like not enough to get sponsored. Like, so, I still have to get another job.
It is funny.
Or stop doing
it's podcasts. A step in the right direction.
My boss listens like to a bunch of different podcasts. I have thought about, like, I wonder if he's actually listened.
Dude, shout out Zach. He listens. Zach Wood at work. Oh, that's not his real name, guys. But no, he listens. He even said something one day. He's like, yeah. You guys need to fucking do more episodes, because there was a couple weeks where there were some technical difficulties.
Yeah.
Wires were getting crossed.
Oh, yeah.
And so it was like, yeah, we recorded, but they, I don't know, we did, but he helps keep me honest. He was like, dude, I need something to listen to on my way to and fro work.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, dude, we got to do the cast again. I'm taking out of retirement yet again. All right, let's break. Take a quick break.
Let's do it.
I gotta go potty.
Same-sies. I'm gonna pick you out.
Bad cat Bluey.
See, I don't feel bad or don't think shitty of me, but I've spanked him.
Sometimes he needs a spank.
Over the fucking...
The blinds, yeah. Yeah, but like, dude, get that. Like the water bottle.
I gave him like a good pat on the butt, you know.
Touch his bow.
I hope not. I might ask.
Give him a little hanging on the
John,
side.
Yeah, John gave that old school whooping.
Do you hit
whooping.
Like under the tail? Do you hit the back? No, hit like the side of his.
Yeah.
You know. I'm just ripping the bow hole.
Hey, I don't know. But, this might sound mean. Everything that I've ever done for animals, like if they're misbehaving, pop their snout. Don't hit it hard. Just give it like a thud.
You like
they
flick it?
Fucking hate. Yeah,
no, a flick.
They
no.
hate it because that's
dude,
a sensitive spot.
Hurt. Dude.
Yeah.
I don't know about you. I can flick pretty hard.
So don't flick, but
give it like a little pop.
A little tap. Same motherfucker with it. So yeah, you mean business.
Yeah. Yeah, there's like any animal snout, though, like that's a very sensitive area. So.
And they all speak English. They can understand what you're saying and how you're saying it. So you bop the nose.
Boot
the snoot, dude. Keep your motherfucking thing on me, dog. Blue, you know what I'm about, dog. I'm about
it.
But,
I feel like Blue would be a one-upper.
Yeah. He is one-upper, dude. Yeah. That's all he do.
Like, he's literally...
He got a one-up.
He's at the point as... little kid stage.
He's a teenager.
He's
what
like
it is.
Do you guys think I'm a one-upper?
No.
I always overthink this, but... Because, like, let's say you're telling a story... And I'm like, oh, dude, I have a relatable story. Like, I would even say it's like, oh, my story is going to be better. I'm like, oh, shit. Like,
your story reminded me of this story.
Like, your actual goal reminded me of a goal I got during recess. Yeah. So it's like, oh, shit, dude. And I got called a pussy for that.
I ain't gonna lie, I kind of feel the same way you do because I feel like I do that a lot. Like,
it's like
if you tell a story, then it reminds me of a story that happened to me. And I'm like, oh, dude, yeah, well, this happened. And like, I'm not trying to one-up you.
That's not a one-upper. That's a good segue.
Yeah.
But I get why, you know, in our head, we're normal human beings where it's like, oh, like, I'm not trying to steal anything. And I know I'm terrible at interrupting. I apologize for that forever and ever. But it's normally because, like, in my head, I'm like, I'm going to lose my train of thought. So if I at least tell a piece of this.
Yeah.
All right, I'm sorry. Finish your story. And then, you know, it's like, all right. I'm listening to everything you're saying. It's like, oh, yeah.
So
your coach is being a bitch, dude. You fucking. Like, you fucking scored that goal.
Pussy.
So I got an uncle that's a one-upper.
Uncle Junior. Shout out.
Uncle fucking Junior.
Uncle Junior Senior.
Clarence. some would say.
I wish he had a kid. And
so I bet his parents had a real good marriage.
He would be if Uncle Junior had a kid, he would be Junior Senior. And, I don't know. I'm gonna try to set him up with someone.
But yeah, no, man. Like it's literally been that way my whole like life as a kid. He was kind of that dickhead.
You're
uncle.
Like, hey, dude, I went to the petting zoo, Uncle Junior. I used to own a petting zoo. Really? And I mean, as a little kid, you're kind of like, whoa, why'd you get rid of that? You get older, you're like, what the fuck are you talking about? You didn't own a petting zoo.
So as a kid, Uncle Junior was kind of a dick. Like,
word.
I mean, if your name is Uncle Junior, probably a dick.
Yeah. Like, I didn't realize Junior was actually pretty fucking cool until I was an adult and actually fucking got to drink with him, you know. Right. It's like, oh, fuck, you're actually...
Let us know more. How was he a dick when you were a kid? Or how do you think he was, I should say?
I don't know, man. Like, he was, like, very, like, uptight about certain things. Like, I don't know. It was weird. He was, I guess, maybe he wasn't a dickhead. He just wasn't very active.
Oh, so you didn't know him. You weren't familiar with him. Was,
yeah.
You
know, but, like, every interaction I had, he just came across, like, he was in a bad mood.
Yeah, okay.
He's like, oh, I'm dealing with my sister's fucking punk-ass kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same, dude. I get him. But no, Lily made him like my sister.
Skyless kids. Yeah, no, that's what I say, like, when he came, that's what I mean when, like, he came across his dick. So, that's what I'm saying, like, as a kid.
He was wanting to party. So, that's why he's become cool as an adult. You know, it's like, oh, these guys can drink now?
Similar yeah. interests.
These little kids I could give a fuck less about, they can...
For their family, so I'm going to fucking take care of...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If I, like, say us three went to fucking the bar this weekend...
The generic bar.
We seen Uncle Junior there?
Yeah.
I don't have a bar tab.
Well, fuck him if I do. I'm like... Baby Uncle Junior. Dude, hook me up, man. You gotta like that. I heard.
Baby Uncle Junior.
Tommy told me all about you. Come on.
Fuck, when we went golfing, when I went to fucking pay for my part, he's like, no. Like, step back, nephew. Yeah, okay. I'm the man here.
I just know what he's stepping in. Like, is it your mom's brother?
Yeah.
Yeah, don't listen to what your mom says about me. I'm a good guy. Well, but he's got like an accent, huh?
Sorta.
Where's your mom from? Where are they from?
Oh, well, we're all from here.
Listen, he don't really got an accent?
No, it's not a distinct accent. Like, for me, like
generic.
Growing up here.
Well, you both have a distinct accent, in my opinion.
Yeah.
So let's relate it to that if we. Not trying to make it about me, but I'm like.
So he don't have the draw like I have. I guess you'd say he's a little more twangy.
Like he's a fast talking hillbilly.
Like, now Thomas, need to quit getting mad on the golf shop there.
Okay, like a Forrest Gump almost too. No, Forrest Gump kind of had a long draw, didn't he? Mama,
I love you, Jenny.
Well, I think you played that on .5. That was a full speed. It's not far off, but not really. Like, if you reversed it, there's a hidden message from the devil.
But yeah, so Junior's a one-upper. When we went golfing said day.
I want to hear a couple good ones.
Will was talking about, you know, they had the same driver, so Will was like, hey, nice driver.
Nice driver there, bud.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Junior proceeds to tell us how he was the first person in Blount County to have this driver, and he got a hell of a deal on eBay because this lady didn't know what she had.
Here's my favorite part about it, though. Is that, like, that's why I want to hear other ones, because, like, you can't disprove that. You know, like, you can be like, who had the first whatever brand, like, in Blount County? It's like, you can't Google that.
No, it's not on file. Like,
at least he's smart about his declarations.
If he's on brand like that, I'm like, I fucking love it. Like, I might not get annoyed, actually. Like, you know, you've been with people that are just like, you're telling a story of your childhood.
Like, you know, baby Uncle Junior. You might have something here. You might be telling the truth.
That might be the funniest thing. You know, like, you can't.
So, him and his buddy used to run a fishing tournament around here called fucking Tuesday Night Thunder. This is not a joke. Like, they actually fucking ran a fishing tournament. And Junior was the way master. He'd tell you.
Do they have
jackets? He could tell you what your fish weighed before you put it on that scale.
That's fair.
You're carrying it off the boat. He knows how much weight you got.
Did they have jackets?
I'm sure they did. I was so young. I never went. I was like, I want to go watch Uncle Junior weigh some fucking fish.
I want
guys.
You to call Uncle Junior baby. And like, did your fishing crew have jackets? He's like, yeah, I was the waiter. What do you think patch was on mine?
like a fucking Boy Scout. Like,
oh, fuck, dude.
He's also he is also retired National Guard. I'll give him that too. Like, shout out, you know, he did the guard thing for 15 years, like something people, like that.
Don't people like you that were in the Army make fun of the National Guard?
I mean, weekend
pussies or something.
Weekend warriors.
I've heard of that term.
Yeah.
When in reality, like, they're the ones that get it made because. I mean, so they don't get, like, they get paid for their, what they do, but, yeah.
Well, in high school, we had, do you remember, you got no other good, his one, because the golf club one, like I said, it's like that Jidori guy or whatever that YouTuber, like, I'm like, hey, his one hit with me is 1,000, so if you got other good stories, even if they're not 1,000, I still, you know.
Well, I mean, I got the where he's fucking down like Charlie Brown when it comes to fighting whenever.
Yeah, he's a scrappy boy.
When we went to the fucking party pub one night and.
How big is Uncle Junior Baby?
Probably.
5'11", 3/4".
Oh, no, no. He's he's like 5'7", 5'8". He's got a gut, so he's probably like 180.
Okay.
But it's all in the gut.
That was me in my Yingling days.
Yeah. He's not a big dude. One of my nicknames is I'm the beanstalk of the family because everybody else is like 5'9 and under.
Where'd you get it from?
My dad's mom.
Okay.
She was like 5'10. Yeah. It's pretty tall for a woman.
You're almost as tall as her now.
I'm taller than her.
But no, in high school we had to do it was my psychology class. We were learning about like different, I don't know if it was different personalities if you'd call it, or like traits or
whatever. Yeah, different
like
traits.
Someone's got a one-upmanship personality kind of thing. And so as an exercise, he was like, you know, all right, you got the person sitting next to you, turn your desk together, and you say something, and then the other person one-ups it, and then vice versa. And he slipped into one girl's ear. It was a weird, you know, especially, I don't know. I guess if you're not next to someone creative or like I drive a truck, like I drive two trucks. I was like, I don't know. You're giving me nothing here, George. But like he told one girl, it was like, tell them like your mom slept with two people in a night or something like that. Like the teacher whispered that to one of the girls, which I don't know. But the other girl responded without cue, like, yeah, well, my mom's a prostitute. I was like, oh, shit. Like, she fucking... And the teacher, I'm glad he told the... kind of glad, like, hey, can I share the story? Like, yeah, yeah. Like, we're doing... I understood the assignment, but it was the funniest fucking thing.
Didn't miss a beat, just fucking rolled
man,
it.
Man, she wasn't 2 years older, man. I'm like, she was some game at her. She's fucking funny. But, yeah. Yeah, I've dealt with some one-upmanship, but I do find it interesting sometimes. Like,
yeah.
You know, you can be offended, like, all right, no, you fucking didn't, dude. Sometimes I'm like, I don't want them to just one-up me. I want to ask more questions and let it build, you know?
Yeah, let the lie come out.
Yeah, come on.
At the pinnacle point of the one-upmanship.
I'm going to start writing this down, make a book out of it, and you can't sue me.
Yeah.
Because it ain't real.
It's not real to begin with.
Yeah, like, I made this up.
Dude, right, my book's going to be in the fiction, not the non-fiction. That's where it's going to be. Yeah.
All right, I swear to God we had something else, but maybe we're out of it. Oh, I don't like Bert Kreischer, but I did see a funny clip of him and Tom Segura.
Segura.
The Asian white comedian? No.
He's white.
That's one of his old bits. When you say my name like that, yeah, it sounds Asian, but if you say it normal. But, so, Bert was saying, all right, let's say I get kidnapped by the mob, and they call you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, for every hour you don't have sex with a man, We're cutting off one of David's fingers and going to send it to you. Boom. What you do?
I'm going to have sex with Tommy, dude. Can it be any man? Or
what if they say it can't be each other, that's too comfortable, you guys love each other too much? It won't be sex, it will be love. So you have to use a stranger.
Could we do trans? If they're birthed as a man boy.
It's a lady boy.
But transition to the lady boy.
So I just want to do the specials on that, our YouTube about the kids with Down syndrome. Because
honestly, I'm weighing my options. Having sex with Tommy or having sex with a lady boy.
So here's another question he did bring up. Was like, wait, am I getting fucked or am I fucking the guy? Because like,
again, it's
like, you know. If you're doing it doggy style, grabbing onto a pair of titties in the transgender's butthole, you're like, this ain't a bad time.
Yeah.
But you got to get effed. Or they'll rotate it. The mob is pretty lenient. They're cutting off my fingers, but they're like, you know what? On the first one, we'll let you give it, but the next one, you got to take it.
So, Tom, are we doing coin flip or rock, paper, scissors for me and you and, you know, who's going to take the fall for this lady person?
Gotta be strangers. This lady. Or I guess it could be. What if, all right, the mob, I like this angle. I like what you brought in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they got me hostage. They're telling y'all.
Well, like, first off, y'all gotta fuck if they other. Call me, I'm hitting them with Liam Neeson.
I got a set of skills.
I don't know you. I don't have money if that's what you're after. I gotta have a certain set of skills.
What are these set of skills?
Fucking calling 911 and tracing this fucking phone call.
Dude, they're gonna fucking chop my wrist off. Dude, my limbs are.
You can sew it back on.
My digits are at stake, dude. You don't want me playing.
I mean, I wish I could say I was like this badass. Like
I could have sex with John to save your digits. Okay. I can't believe you would.
Well, I mean, if we're
John even said he goes, well, which one are we doing first?
All right, if we're flip fucking, I'd rather go first.
You'd rather go ahead fuck first?
Yeah, get it over with.
And you'd rather fuck first?
With Tommy or Lady Boy?
I mean, it's gonna be like this. It's gonna be a little.
It's gonna be three. Three way.
It's a menage.
Menage a trois.
Don't be a party. The mob is nuts.
Yeah. They got some weird fetishes. Release date.
They call after hour one and y'all do that. They're like, whoa. We didn't expect you guys to do all that.
Like y'all
fucking love this dude.
Like y'all putting bananas and monkeys, son. We ain't talking about vaginas.
They're like, not only did we not cut off his finger, we gave him a fucking manicure.
Like, this is the truest form of friendship I've ever seen in my life.
I'm a fan of the cast.
Me and John can never look at each other again.
That's why he kidnapped you. It's like, well, we're going to kidnap that northern dude that talks more than the other guys.
That's kind of funny, actually. They're like, wait, what are his boys doing? Oh, my God.
It's fucking Ashton Kutcher. We're all bunked. They're like,
yeah.
It's the kid from Stranger Things.
Oh, Dustin.
Yeah. He's crying the whole time.
Well, he had a version of that of Punked on Netflix.
It was like pranked or something like that.
But it was just like, not celebrities. Maybe it was celebrities. But it was more or less Punked where it's like, this 12-year-old kid is putting all these pranks together. No, he's not. Like, what are you guys doing? Like, this is crazy.
Get him! Yeah! Take that. Right. Attacking my croc for half an hour. No. That's side speak.
Yeah, no, I appreciate you guys fucking to save my digits.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Because I think if push came to shove,
mm-hmm.
I'm like, can we put something on the screen over there?
Or even
get,
if,
to at least get me going, because otherwise this is going to take.
It's going to take a while, guys.
We're trying, but we're not doing it. You're cutting off digits. That's not fair.
I mean, wait. Yeah, like,
they got fucking Blue Chews and fucking Xanax. Like, yeah, you gotta take these.
You got that rainbow cocktail, boys. Like, all kinds of
Xanax to kill the nerves. Fucking the Blue Chews to get it up.
Maybe some ecstasy. I might enjoy this moment.
I've been meaning to use this. Now I can use it. Tommy plays my titty meats. That's a righteous gemstones.
Oh, that has been a dream.
Or tickle my titty meats.
All right, guys. Well, I don't know. Is that a good spot to wrap it up at?
Yeah, it was pretty good. That was funny.
I appreciate it, boys. Man, I love y'all. Fucking blast tonight. Love you guys.
No.
All right, guys. Till next week.